during VBS, I had the privilege of being able to do the Bible time with Miss Kelly. So the kids came into the room that we were in, four different groups. So, you know, getting to tell the same thing four times in a row. I realized that teachers do a lot. I don't know how you teachers do it. I felt like I ran a marathon after each of those days. But I wanted to share some of the things that we got to share with the kids, you know, this last week in VBS. And so the theme obviously was Ireland and a lot of Irish stuff. And we learned that they have a lot of sheep there. They have a lot of sheep farms, sheep farmers, so obviously they have a lot of shepherds. They get a lot of rain there. So if you don't like sun, you can move to Ireland. Not a lot of sun, but they get a lot of rain, which is why they have a lot of green pastures for those sheep to eat. We learn that sheep are different and unique. Sheep come in all different kinds of sizes, colors, shapes. Some have long hair, some have short hair, some have horns. And they have one thing and two things in common. The first one is they all wander. They all get lost at times, and sometimes they get stuck somewhere. Sheep are not the brightest. And I'm not telling you anything you didn't know. We learned a story about how sheep will eat the grass in the pasture they are in until they get all the way down to the dirt, and then they'll start eating dirt unless the shepherd takes them to another pasture. That's how smart they are. And then we learned about the story of sheep in the country of Turkey, where one of them wandered off and the rest of them followed him, and that one went off a cliff. I got a picture up here of that. And the rest of them all followed right off that cliff. This is a true story. 1,500 sheep did that. Shepherd clearly wasn't paying attention. And so this leads to another thing that sheep have in common. They need a shepherd. No question about it. So he got to carry the staff. I'm sure you all know what the staff is for. When they wander, they get lost. The shepherd goes out and finds them. Sometimes they're being, you know, wild animals are attacking. They can use the staff to fend off the wild animals. They can use this hook to get them out of a ravine or something they get stuck in between two rocks. And they use this as their leading. And a thing that's cool about sheep is they will follow their shepherd and they know their shepherd's voice. And this is one of my favorite pictures of Jesus. And you see how the sheep are follow. Go back one. We'll leave it on this one here for a while. A cool thing about the sheep that we also learned is when the sheep would guide them back to their sheep pen, it was four walls and there's only one door into the sheep pen. And the shepherd would sleep with the sheep and he would sleep in the doorway so that he could protect them from anyone wanting to wander out or from wild animals wanting to get in to get to the sheep. And so that leads us to what we talked about all week is how God compares us to sheep. That's the animal we are compared to, is sheep. And like sheep, we get scared at times. We wander away like sheep. We wander off the path. And there's so many other paths that we can take in this world, isn't there? There's all kinds of different ways we can go. And what it all boils down to, there's only two paths. The right path and the wrong path. And of course, the right path is led by our good shepherd, Jesus. And this is the path we want to stay on. But sometimes we sheep, we like to wander away and get lost. And we need the good shepherd to bring us back. We get stuck at times in our daily lives. You think about between a rock and a hard place. Don't know where to go. We're stuck. We need the good shepherd to come and pull us out and bring us back to the fold. You know, we talked with the kids a lot about what kinds of things they get scared about. They talked about darkness and thunderstorms and things like that. But it also got me to thinking, you know, there's other things that we get scared of. You know, maybe not getting that job, maybe moving, maybe doing this or doing that in our daily lives. We adults get scared too. And when we wander off and we get stuck, we are vulnerable to wild animals. You know, Scripture tells us Satan likes to roam around this earth looking for someone to devour. And when we wander away, when we get stuck in our head, in the ways of this world, Satan will attack, which is exactly what he does. We need the Good Shepherd to bring us back to the flock, which, by the way, sheep hang out together, right? It's good for us to be a part of this flock as we are together. We encourage one another. We help each other out. When somebody's rejoicing, we rejoice with them. When somebody's mourning, we mourn with them. We are all part of this particular sheep pen here at Promise. We need the protection, though, of the Good Shepherd. And we don't need to be scared of these things. He provided the way out. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, defeated sin, death, and the devil already. He's already been taken care of. And as you heard the kids, we talked, the whole theme of the week was Psalm 23. And David, we talked about David in his life. He started out as a shepherd. He was the youngest one. He was the smallest one, the runt of the family. So he was the one that was the shepherd. And then he is the one that volunteered to take on Goliath. And of course, the strength that he had to beat Goliath was given to him by God because David trusted in God. And before he went out to battle Goliath, he prayed for God's strength and guidance and direction. And then we learned because of that, David got super popular. And King Saul at the time got jealous and got a little nuts in the head. And then he tried to kill David and chased David all over the place. David later became king, but while he was being chased and hiding in mountains and caves and anywhere he could to get away from Saul and his men, David was a musician and he wrote a lot of psalms. Psalm 23 being one of them. And David was a shepherd, so it makes sense that he wrote this psalm. So I just wanted to read this again. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He doesn't leave us eating dirt. He leads us to those green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Sheep won't drink from moving water. It has to be still. You know, we're quite finicky too, like sheep, aren't we? Everything has to be just right. But you notice that the Good Shepherd leads us to those still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. We talked about sometimes over there in Israel, David would have to take his flock of sheep through a valley. They had a lot of valleys, not as deep as like the Grand Canyon, but like that where there was sheer rock on either side, and you either could go this way or you could go that way. And it was a valley of the shadow of death. Mizpah, he says, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Even though this is used to fend off wild animals and to keep us in line and guide and direct us, this comforts us. The fact that our good shepherd has this and is using it to guide and lead us and comfort us and protect us and ultimately save us. The good shepherd is our comforter. And then you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. You've all seen, a lot of you have seen me do this when we do baptisms. We anoint the one being baptized with oil. So I got to baptize, well, I didn't re-baptize them, but I anointed all the kids' heads with oil this week. Because this symbolized in the Bible that you are God's. You are approved by God. You are special. You are his child. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Sometimes we think we don't have something we think we need. Remember, there's a difference between wants and needs. We may not get every one of our wants, but we do get everything that we need from our good shepherd. That our cup overflows is how much he has blessed us with obviously the biggest one, him laying down his life for us sheep. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And this is heaven. We will all be there together in heaven forever because of our good shepherd. You know, it says in Scripture, in the Gospels, that Jesus came and found that there's just a bunch of sheep wandering around who have no shepherd when he began his ministry. And then he became their good shepherd, just like he became our good shepherd. But there's a lot of people out in our world that are lost and wandering and don't know about the good shepherd, which is why we continue to go out and share that good news about the good shepherd. And this last picture is another one of my favorite pictures. This is what we get to share with those lost sheep. You see, the cool thing about our Savior is not only is he our good shepherd, he is the Lamb of God, which is why there's a sacrificed lamb there. Every Passover, they sacrificed lambs. And remember, they painted that blood of those lambs on their doorposts, and the angel of death passed over them. They were literally saved by the blood of the Lamb. Our Savior became one of us sheep who laid down his life on the cross where he bled. And because he bled, we are saved and we are forgiven. And we get to go to live in the house of the Lord forever. And that's what we get to share. Amen? Let's pray.